Gene out for a few days, and our friend Adam has come in filling in again this morning. You do know you're not getting paid, right?
I'm aware.
Well, join the club.
I know we're barely.
It's still fun, though.
We're barely being paid.
I mean, I don't know if there should be any extra credit given, but yeah. We're just showing up for the love of doing it.
Yes.
There's no money involved.
Yes.
I'm just here for the chuckles.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
Interesting story. Washington County School Board. Apparently, there is a board member who has come under fire. They're having a petition to see if they want to get rid of him or not. Because I guess during a board meeting, he was talking to a student, you know, because they're at the school board, and said, "God, you're hot. What school do you go to?"
Wow.
Which everybody was saying, like, why would you say that
to a teenage
girl?
Yes.
I did see his explanation, and usually the explanations of, like, why did I say that, usually they fall far short.
Yeah.
And there could be a case for it being an innocent remark. Apparently, she had just done a series of things, like answered questions correctly, something in a row, and I don't claim to be an expert on this, but... and he was complimenting her basically like, "You're on a roll."
Oh, like you're on a hot streak.
Yeah. But
as opposed to "you're hot."
Instead, he said, "God, you're hot."
Maybe they should have, he should have rephrased that a little bit.
So I don't know. Maybe I have no idea.
Yeah.
Like if that actually holds up and that was the case, but trying to give somebody the benefit
of
the
doubt. But why would you say that to a teenager? You're right. Yeah. Rephrase it.
Rephrase.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We're much more careful these days.
Oh, yeah.
About, like, watching out for students like that.
Yeah, back when we grew up, it was before kids were special.
Yeah, it was very different.
We were raised on, you know, hose water and neglect.
My hometown.
100%.
Wait, there was a guy that, like, everybody knew was a creeper.
Uh-huh.
But... you know, nobody did anything about it.
I think a lot of people grew up knowing that, okay, stay away from that guy.
Okay, that's just look at all the red flags that I'll present to you.
Okay.
So he's a grown man who owns a hobby shop that kids are really interested in. He has, like, you know, kites and model rockets and model cars and planes.
Something that would draw young people to his store.
All the fun things.
All the fun stuff. Right? And his shop is in the basement.
Of the building where
he is.
You buried that lead.
With no windows.
And there's no windows.
And a locking door.
Right?
Okay.
And we all...
sounds fine so far.
And the thing is, all of us kids knew, I think he's a creeper.
Don't go down to Uncle Touchy's basement.
His name was worse than that.
Okay.
The shop was Herb's Hobby Haven. So his name was Herb.
Herb.
And you felt good going in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But moms, you know, would say, like, "Oh, are you going to Herb's? Go in a group." You know, like,
they were trying to warn you without actually saying anything about it.
Everybody knew. The kids, we knew. The parents knew. They're just like, "Yep, go in pairs. Yep, use the buddy system.
Don't be alone with Herb." Oh, God.
Herb's real name was Herb Horny.
Oh,
seriously.
On his driver's license, the last name was Herb Horny. And yes, eventually he did go to prison.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So everybody knew the red flags.
Justice was served.
And it happened.
Isn't that the old
We're not
guy,
as careful.
The old guy in Family Guy, the old Herbert the pervert.
Oh, yeah.
like God.
That. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
Not saying it was better.
No.
It was not.
No.
It was weird.
It's like the guy in the ice cream van. You don't.
Oh yeah.
You don't trust it.
Yeah. The ice cream truck guy.
Yeah.
Don't go up.
Suspicions are founded.
Yeah. My rule is always show me the candy first before I get in the van.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Happy National Beer Day. Of course, don't have to tell you, this is the 7th of April. It marks the anniversary of the Cullen-Harrison Act that was enacted after being signed into law in 1933 by President Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that.
It's on my calendar.
Which did what?
I guess it said it was okay to drink beer, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right.
So good for everybody.
Nolensville Road is one of those roads that's been suffering quite a bit with the influx of many, many new residents in Nashville.
Are we the ones suffering?
We're all suffering, yeah, absolutely. TDOT has approved a 10-year plan to widen Nolensville Road.
Nice.
So right now, phase one of the project is going to be widening. It's already underway between Old Hickory Boulevard and Mill Creek. And then phase two is Mill Creek to just south of Burkett Road. They're going to be adding turning lanes, which is really necessary on that road. And they're going to be widening any stretch of the road that is two lanes to five.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's like one of the huge growing areas in the middle of the city, really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
We do that everywhere in Nashville?
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Adam's in Virginia today. What do you got?
All right. So if you like football and you have a lot of money, this is for you.
Okay.
The Titans and Nissan released renderings of their new premium club, the Nissan 1960 Club. It's named after the founder of the Titans, Bud Adams, and Nissan Motor Corporation was established in the same year. It will accommodate up to 550 fans. It's already sold out, so I have no idea how much it costs to get in, but they will enjoy a private entrance, custom seating, and a speakeasy aesthetic. So start saving now.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Right.
Exactly.
And you're going to celebrate National Beer Day there and drink until the Titans are a pretty good team.
Drink them pretty.
History is being made in space.
Ooh. We were talking about it last night. The family always comes over for dinner and a movie on Mondays. And so we were talking about it, and I was like, oh, my gosh, did you hear this story? And my daughter and I were kind of telling everybody else in the family about one of the like really heartwarming moments.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't hear about this, they were seeing parts of the moon that have never been seen before. And the crew decided they wanted to name a couple of these craters or moon rocks that they could see out the window.
Cool.
And there was a really heart-touching moment when they decided they were going to name one after somebody.
And so we lost a loved one. Her name was Carol, the spouse of Reed, the mother of Katie and Ellie. And we would like to call it Carol. And you spell that C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
Wow.
That's so sweet.
The wife of one of the crew members passed away from cancer.
The commander.
Yeah.
And named the crater after her.
Yeah. And it was just real. I mean, it was amazing. And then after, we were streaming all of this stuff, you know, live from, you know, a couple hundred thousand miles away. And that at that point, everybody in the cabin, they were crying, they were hugging, they were like giving each other space Kleenex to, you know, dry the tears. I mean, it was a beautiful moment.
It was, it really was.
And that's when somebody in my family, and I don't want to identify them because this is very embarrassing for them.
This is going to be good.
They asked a question that had been on their mind for, I think, their entire lives. And they said, when they are talking to Houston, who's Houston?
Oh.
So when can you hear these lines?
Houston, we have a problem.
Who's Houston, and why are they talking to him?
It's Sam Houston.
Is
Whitney Houston? It's
Whitney.
We had to say, you know, Houston is where Mission Control is.
Yeah.
They're talking to the city of Houston.
They lift off from Florida, but they talk to Houston. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, because I thought whoever that guy named Houston is, he's really important.
People just call and complain to him constantly.
And he's been working there since like the 60s. He must be really old right now.
I'm gonna
he's very important. They named a whole city after him.
Okay, so Adam wants to guess who it was.
I'm going to guess it's a younger individual. I'm not going to ask for names.
Okay.
But I'm going to guess that that book got burned before that class.
I can't reveal who in my family said it. But the people, the cast of subjects is my wife, myself, my daughter, her husband, and my son.
Yes.
It's not your wife.
So somebody in that group of five.
And your dog was also there. Wally,
Wally was there.
My dog was also, yes.
Blame it on the dog, just like somebody farted.
It could have been my dog who wanted to know who this guy used to was.
Don't throw Wally under the bus.
And why do they only talk to him?
Yeah. Hey, feeling good, like I should, when in the
we sift through the stories that will make you happy as opposed to everything else you see on your newsfeed.
Yes.
We found this one from News Channel 5. A friend of ours, Forrest Sanders, always finds the most interesting people in Middle Tennessee. He found a woman in Lebanon who's found a unique way to keep the dogs in her doggy daycare happy.
All right. Her name boards
is
dogs.
Diane and Diane's Doghouse. It's a pet boarding service. And she puts on live musical performances for the dogs.
What a fun job.
Ease their stress.
No kidding. That is great.
I'll sing for anybody. Anyone who will listen. All of the people around us, they say. Dogs enjoy music. I mean, it's been proven. They just seem to love it, and I love to see them happy.
That's sweet.
That's amazing. That's
great.
They are happy dogs. Tails are wagging.
No kidding. That is awesome.
Which is fun. She's putting her musical abilities in service to our best friend animals.
If you'd like to check it out, see her singing, and of course, the joyful dogs, you can go to the Woody and Jim or Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page, or go to our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. I guess a lot of people are donating their coffee makers to Goodwill.
Yeah, they seem to be inundated with coffee makers, and there's a theory as to why.
Why is that?
It's now just probably less than a month ago,
right,
we talked about the influencer that went viral after suggesting that hotel guests wash their dirty underwear in the room's coffee maker.
That they would put their panties or whatever in the actual place where you would put the water, and then it goes through the hot water cycle,
yep,
and you come out with nice, clean underwear. But then don't want to make coffee in it after that, I guess.
Yeah, it's so bad that one coffee chain, it is believed, is suing her for encouraging people to do something very unhygienic. So they're wondering, is it actual hotels that are deciding to get rid of their coffee makers after this social hack so that they don't have a hygiene problem from anybody that tried to do this?
That seems like such a mom thing to do. If you're not going to use it properly, then no one can have them at all. I'm going to turn this car around right now. No one can have a coffee maker because of people soaking their underwear in them.
I wonder if there's any hotels that have like a little card or placard next to the coffee machine saying, you know, hey, please do not put anything but coffee and filters in here.
Who would trust a hotel coffee maker now? I don't.
Nobody.
I would love to see somebody put up a plaque next to the coffee maker.
Yeah.
Please don't clean your underwear.
I'll bring my own plaque.
This is why we can't have nice things.
This is why we can't have
or
nice
even
things.
Mediocre things.
Yes. So, yeah, the next time you're saying, hey, what a great deal on this coffee maker, I found a Goodwill. Wait a minute!
A senior FEMA official, this is somebody high up in the emergency management agency,
right,
in charge of getting people help when things go bad in the country.
He's a mover and shaker.
He has gone on record saying he has been teleported by God to various locations.
Interesting.
Well, I must save on airfare.
Including.
And gas.
One of his teleportations where he blacked out and then teleported into a Waffle House in Georgia.
A lot of people do that at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, they use this special...
A lot of people call it drunk driving. A lot of other people might call it teleporting.
Or they use the teleportation juice known as Jack Daniels. The New York Times has gone to all of the Waffle House locations in his area.
Yeah.
And asked if anybody has teleported in. And they said, no, we've seen a lot of things. It is Waffle House.
It is Waffle House. Yeah, we've seen it all.
But we did not see that.
Well, I know.
What if they were in the kitchen?
A few weeks ago, there was a story that FEMA actually can tell how bad a situation is by whether or not Waffle House is open.
Oh, yeah, the Waffle House Index.
Yeah.
Yeah, long known.
Is that a thing?
That's a real thing.
Yes.
Seriously?
If they figure it's not that, if Waffle House is still open, it couldn't be that bad.
Right. Because then, they're getting supplies, they're getting, employees can get there, and it's a real thing.
I've never heard that.
I don't know if it's because their employees can teleport. Sorry, I couldn't get in because of the floods. Oh, you should have just teleported. Now, you'd think this was, he made this claim last year in a podcast, among many other claims about his many teleportations.
Wow.
A since deleted podcast, but of course, people, everybody saves stuff.
Yeah, yeah, nothing ever goes away completely.
And it, now you'd say, like, okay, maybe he's backing away from that statement. No, he's doubling down.
Okay.
Oh. So, yes, the teleportations took place because the Bible and stuff.
Oh,
because
okay.
I missed that verse.
Yeah, I get into Waffle House.
Yeah,
I
and on the eighth day, the Lord created Waffle House.
Cast thy nets and catch fish, whilst I go have something scattered,
smothered, and covered at 3 o'clock in the morning with other people making bad decisions at Waffle House.
BRB, I'm teleporting.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way, out of your life? You can contact them at localtreefellers.com. All right, we got Supercross tickets and bragging rights for Murfreesboro up for grabs. We have Roman and Stacy on the line. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
All right, good luck to both of you. Let's warm up our brains with a opening question.
Yeah, let's start with you, Stacy. What's the first app you open in the morning?
The weather app.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. What about you, Roman? First app you open up?
My work never stops, so it's usually my email.
Right into it.
Work gets in the way of everything.
Yeah. Don't do that to yourself.
All right. You each have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, just yell screw. And let's begin things with a multiple choice question for each of you.
All right, Stacy, is Shooter McGavin a character from Happy Gilmore, Airplane, or Young Frankenstein?
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Nice.
Good job.
All right, Roman, is Forks, Washington the setting for Twilight, Vampire Diaries, or Riverdale?
Riverdale.
Oh, no, it's Twilight.
Twilight.
Stacy knew that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard the gasp.
We all collectively heard it.
Hey, Stacy, the Thunder are an NBA team that plays for what city?
I don't know, Miami? I don't know.
Oh, no, they're from Oklahoma City.
Okay.
You knew that one, okay.
I don't know.
All right, you have a chance to tie it up here, Roman.
All right, before going solo, Harry Styles was a member of what boy band?
Oh, my. New Kids on the Block?
No. Oh, no. One Direction.
One of those boy bands.
He's just throwing out names.
Yeah, Stacy just silently mocking you is amazing. Okay,
it really is.
All right. Stacy, tastes great, less filling, is the longtime slogan of what brand of beer?
Bud Light.
Bud Light is not right.
Oh no.
Different one. It's Miller Lite.
Miller Lite.
Okay.
Hey, you guys both knew each other's answers.
I know.
That's kind of the way the whole idea of the game works.
All right, a glimmer of hope. Roman, you have to get this one to tie it up and send it into overtime, or Stacy wins it.
All right, Roman, are you ready?
Ready.
All right. What do ladies buy at a Merle Norman store?
Which store?
A Merle Norman.
Stacy's cackles.
She loves
it. Priceless.
Makeup?
Yes!
Cosmetics, yes! Nice!
That was 100% guess.
Well, yeah.
That was a final guess.
You figure it's going to be either shoes or makeup.
All right.
I almost said don't say shoes.
Good job. Good job. We settle this with naming that song. We'll do it lyrically, up to five lines of a song. How many will you need to name them, Stacy?
Five.
Okay.
Five. You want to do it in less than five, Roman?
Yep. Four.
Four. Back to you, Stacy.
Three.
All right. This is getting exciting. Can you do it in less than three, Roman?
Let's try to.
Okay.
All right.
Stacy, you want to do it in one line or make him do it?
No, make him do it.
Make him do it. Okay. Jim will recite it for you, and then you have to give us the name of the song.
It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, "Let me out."
Oh. Name that tune.
What is that song?
I know it. Oh, man.
Oh, it was under pressure from Queen and David Bowie. Yeah.
The pressure was on.
The pressure in my head, but I couldn't think of the name.
Yes.
That was a tough one, all right. But hey, Stacey, that means you are the winner. Congratulations.
Yay.
Nice game.
You reign supreme. You've got tickets for Supercross. Enjoy those. It's Nissan Stadium this weekend. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
And our friend Adam has come in filling in again this morning. You do know you're not getting paid, right?
I'm aware.
Well, join the club.
I know we're barely.
It's still fun, though.
We're barely being paid.
I mean, I don't know if there should be any extra credit given, but we're just showing up for the love of doing it.
Yes,
there's no money involved.
Yes,
I'm just here for the chuckles, the hilarity.
Well, good. Well, now, good.
Yeah.
Well, at least we can do is I know you own a beauty salon in Germantown.
Correct.
Would you like to give a shameless plug to your salon?
Yes, it's Truman Gray Salon in Germantown, right across from Germantown Cafe. Right near 312 Pizza, where you guys...
we do our takeout express lunch thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good pizza over there.
It is very good pizza.
By the ball field and everything. You know, so your one stop there is for pizza and haircuts.
Lots of walkability.
But don't get your haircut with an open pizza box sitting next to you. And then eat the pizza.
That's actually happened.
Has it?
Yes.
Do people eat pizza while they're having their hair done?
They do.
You would think the raining hair would like spoil your whole pizza.
Well, they set it on like the station and like just reach over and grab it.
We
have people Uber Eats stuff to us all the time.
Really?
It's hilarious.
While they're having their hair done, they'll like order in.
Yep.
Hot chicken, whatever.
All kinds of that stuff. We actually had a lady, she forgot to reset her address, and she was at home, and Uber Eats her order. It came to the salon because she forgot to reset it.
Oh.
And she wasn't even getting your hair. She wasn't even there.
No.
We
didn't know who it was for. We were like, who are... I'm not sure what to do with this.
Food just shows up.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
We texted her, and she was like, just keep it. So, yeah.
So, yeah, food's not on the menu.
More common than you
think. Truman Gray Salon.
No.
But it happens to be there sometimes.
We offer coffee, water, and tea. And wine.
Oh.
Ooh.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Well, we're learning more about the rescue of the pilots that were down in Iran. And the story just gets more amazing as we hear the details. The pilots were hit on Friday or Thursday of last week. One of the pilots was rescued right away. The other was on the run in Iran for 2 days while we were trying to rescue him. He was seriously injured in the ejection from the aircraft and climbed a 7,000-foot mountain while hiding in crevices from people that were trying to hunt him down in Iran.
Right, they had a big bounty on his head.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was armed only with a sidearm, some water purification tablets, and a radio, a communication device, which
that's
he
amazing.
Had to be careful of using because they were also listening for it on the Iranian side. And so they were able to get him out after 2 days, and then they weren't able to get a couple of the planes out that went in for the rescue. They were stuck in the sand. So after they took off, they had to bomb our own planes so they didn't fall into the enemy's hands.
Oh, wow.
That's an amazing story. Yeah, I think you mentioned that earlier. That'll be a movie eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's just an incredible,
it really
incredible
is
rescue.
That's so cool.
Dean Roy is running for governor of Vermont. What makes it interesting is he's 14. He works at his dad's pizzeria, and I guess there's no minimum age for running for governor, so he actually got all the paperwork filed, and he is going to be on the ballot this fall. They asked him, why do you want to run for governor?
If my campaign manages to successfully influence other young people to also run and also try to make a change, then I think that would be one of the best things that could happen after this campaign.
So, maybe, yeah.
Let
the kids run things for a while.
Yeah.
It couldn't be any worse.
I mean, this is like a 14-year-old kid or the people that are like 14 years from 100.
Yeah.
Give them a shot.
No kidding. Adam, what you got?
So, everybody who's traveling, hopefully things have gotten better now that TSA's been funded again.
Yeah.
Well, buckle up.
Oh, no.
Trump is encouraging the budget to decrease funding for TSA. He's actually aiming to privatize air travel security. So
really?
We don't. Yes. Apparently that's in Project 2025. I've never read it. That's one of his goals, is to privatize TSA. So airport security. So good luck out there. And show up 5 hours early.
What are our plans today, you guys?
I've got my volunteer work. We've got a quarterly board meeting today, which
exciting.
Is, yeah, super exciting. But we always get Chick-fil-A.
Oh, so
that's, okay.
Yeah.
Perks.
There's a chicken reward. So that's my big thing, I guess. What do you guys got going on?
I'm going to be arranging to get some new tires.
Yay.
Oh,
that's also exciting.
Mine are really slippery right now. When it rained over the weekend, I went, oh.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to start braking about an hour before I get to the light. So, yeah, it's been kind of hazardous. So
well, get some chicken while you're there.
I will.
Make chicken the reward for everything today.
What are you doing that's chicken-inspired, Adam?
So, I really should go get my oil changed because I'm just a few thousand miles past my limit. Okay. But I have to go to my big boy job first, so we'll see how that goes.
Actually, I have to get an oil change, too, but I wanted to wait till after I got the new tires, because after you tell me you get your oil change, they'll look, you know you need new tires. Yes, I know!
So you're going to get the tires first.
First, so they won't be able to say that.
I should get them rotated and balanced while I'm there, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
But right. Yeah.
There's always the things we should do.
Yeah.
And the things we actually do.
Yeah.
Two different things.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3. We got Gender Wars. Also, we have Wet Nose Wednesday and our unpopular opinions with If I'm Being Honest.